Thank you, Mr. President. During the high legal segment, like previous one, we heard many delegations talking about MPT. Some delegation related this issue to my country and other countries. My opinion on this issue is that had the US never developed a nuclear weapon and then several other countries did not follow the suit, the MPT would never have come into existence. If that is the case, I wonder what we would be discussing at the city today and how the world would be changed and then how peaceful today would be. The UK is the one of the countries who conducted nuclear tests and became the nuclear possessing state following the US. It is a logical argument that UK's nuclear weapon is justifiable, war deterrent, and pose no threat to global security, while others' nuclear deterrence for self-defensive constitute serious nuclear proliferation challenge. We heard many times that UK's official statement on its full commitment to global nuclear disarmament. Does this mean that UK is ready to dismantle all its nuclear weapons and lead global efforts for complete elimination of the nuclear weapons in the world? I think the answer will be negative. If so, the UK should not point a finger at other countries' self-defensive measures to safeguard its national security against external threat. And as for the remarks on my country by Estonia and then this morning Slovenia, in their statements, it does not deserve for any response. Their remarks just simply shows that their political ignorance on the issue of the Korean Peninsula, I think, what a shame on them. The European countries should bear in their mind that their continuous mention on the DPRK to enhance the text of their speech will not help to resolve the problem. Their attempts to put more pressure on my country, DPRK, will all result in further aggravation of the situation on the Korean Peninsula. I don't think everybody wants that one. As for the Japan, whenever we are talking about the Japan, I think they are so cunning, sometimes they are so shameless. Japan has no face or no authority to talk about self-defense right of my country, DPRK. Japan is abusing the so-called threat from DPRK only to find an excuse to accelerate its remilitarization. Japan's military buildup, including repeated launch of the spy satellites and its plan to establish space defense unit, clearly demonstrate its sinister ambition to secure military dominance in Asia, which pose grave threat to peace and stability in this region. Thank you.